This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed concern over the frauds going on in the name of digital arrest. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani this morning, the Prime Minister stressed that the investigative agencies, along with the state governments, are working together to deal with such frauds. During his address, the Prime Minister shared a recorded conversation between a victim and a fraudster, illustrating how scammers pose as police, CBI or narcotics officers to create fear and extract personal information. The Prime Minister outlined three steps to digital security to safeguard against digital fraud. Stop, think, take action. Prime Minister Modi expressed pride in the success of the Atmanirbhar Bharat Abhiyan, noting that the campaign has become a part of the nation's collective consciousness. Encouraging people to celebrate innovation, the Prime Minister urged the citizens to share examples of Atmanirbhar Bharat on the social media. In today's Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister Modi spoke about the legacies of two great heroes, Sardar Patel and Bhagwan Birsa Munda, announcing year-long celebrations for their 150th birth anniversaries. The Prime Minister also touched upon the subject of calligraphy in his address. He said that these days calligraphy is being used in Jammu and Kashmir to popularize the local culture. On fitness, Mr. Modi praised the growing Fit India movement. He also asked people to share their fitness routine on social media using hashtag Fit India. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated a newly constructed passenger terminal and a cargo gate named Maitri Dwar at the Petropol land port on India-Bangladesh border in West Bengal today. The crossing at Petropol, situated in North 24 Parganas district of the state, is the largest land port in South Asia. The passenger terminal will facilitate international trade and movement of 20,000 passengers per day. The Maitri Dwar cargo gate is a joint facility agreed upon by both countries. Speaking on the occasion, the Home Minister said, "The Land Port Authority is playing a significant role in facilitating international trade and movement of people between India and its neighbouring countries." The air quality level in Delhi has been categorized as very poor by the Central Pollution Control Board, CPCB. The CPCB has reported an air quality index, AQI, of 360 in the national capital at 1 p.m. today. President of Spain, Pedro Sanchez, will arrive in India today on a three-day official visit. He will be accompanied by his spouse, Begoña Gómez. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that this will be President Sanchez's first visit to India. The visit of the President of Spain is taking place after 18 years. During the visit, President Sanchez will hold delegation-level talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The two leaders will inaugurate the final assembly line plant of C-295 aircraft at Vadodara in Gujarat, a flagship Make in India initiative in the aviation sector, which is being set up by Tata Advanced Systems in collaboration with Airbus Spain. In Japan, voting is underway for elections to the lower house of parliament. Of the 465 seats up for grabs in the election for the country's 50th House of Representatives, 289 will go to directly elected lawmakers from single-seat constituencies nationwide, while another 176 winners will come through a proportional representation system that divides the country into 11 constituencies. Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba, who heads the Liberal Democratic Party, LDP, has set a modest goal of retaining at least 233 seats for the ruling coalition, enough to maintain a majority in the powerful lower chamber of parliament. Mr. Ishiba had announced snap elections after winning the leadership of the ruling LDP before he was officially sworn in as the Prime Minister. Pakistan has been ranked 140 among 142 countries in the World Justice Project WJP Rule of Law Index regarding order and security, making it the third worst country in the world. Mali and Nigeria are the only countries ranked lower than Pakistan in terms of law and security. Denmark has secured first rank, followed by Norway, Finland, Sweden and Germany in terms of law and order. India stands at 98 out of 142 countries. And that is the end of this news bulletin.